The Stark Museum of Art is a powerful presence that occupies a city block in Orange, a town of 19,000 residents in the far southeast corner of Texas. The museum is a two-story rectangular box without windows, faced with gleaming white marble. Its solidity, however, is undercut by a triangular slice of open space at the entryway. There, the upper floor of the building sails out in a spectacular cantilever over nothing. The first floor corner is gone. The architectural effect is so intense that visitors can almost feel what's missing. It's a striking demonstration of a design element called reversal that makes the museum appear even more solid with the lower corner cut out. This bit of architectural theater highlights the otherwise minimal building. It was designed by the Austin architects Page Sutherland Page and opened in 1978. The interior is subdued, the better to show off the museum's collection of 19th and 20th century art portraying the American West. Paintings and sculpture, Native American tribal artifacts, prints and drawings, and decorative arts comprise the permanent collection. Included are works by Frederick Remington, Albert Bierstadt, and John James Audubon, Steuben glassware, and porcelain birds by Edward Marshall Beam. This impressive collection was begun by Miriam Lucher Stark, whose father revolutionized the Texas timber industry in the 1870s. It was expanded by her son, the late H.J. Lucher Stark. He and his wife, Nelda Childer Stark, established a foundation in 1961. It supports the Art Museum, an adjacent theater, also designed by Page Sutherland Page, and the Stark family's 19th century Victorian residence, now a house museum. This enclave of cultural institutions was built from enormous wealth produced by the natural resources of the region. It's a gift to enjoy both by the people of Orange and by all who visit there.